the government needs to be more proactive to try and deter these kinds of people from committing these crimes, because families like us, we have a lifetime of heartache, a lifetime of pain that never goes away. We might put on the mask and pretend everything's okay, and function. We have to function. We've got a child. We've got another child at home that needs their mum and dad. But, you know, that pain in your heart is screaming in pain constantly, all the time. Yet they will come out of prison in a couple of years. They'll get to restart their lives. They could have kids if they want to. They can do what they want. My beautiful daughter, who cared about everybody, and she was a gentle, beautiful soul, and I'm not just saying that because I'm her mum. She loved everyone. She was so popular. All her friends are devastated. All of that has been taken away from Violet and her friends. Her friends are still traumatised now. When are we going to have this? We're going to have a conversation with our son, and we're going to have a conversation with our daughter's friends at some point, that those bad men are out of prison, when really they should just be left there to rot, because they have killed a child. They are child killers. We all need to collectively get together, and Parliament needs to do something rapid about this sentencing, because it's insulting. At the end of the day, a car is a powerful weapon, and on that day, Aidan McAtee did not have a driving license. He did not know how to use that car. He was driving it aggressively all day. In my eyes, that's a lethal weapon. Why does that not carry the same sentence as murder? I have no words. The government needs to do something fast.
The longer that this goes on, the longer that the government have agreed to do something, as you quite rightly say, but we've not had any fixed date, and again, we've not really heard anything else. The longer this goes on, and the more that other families get ripped apart by such a devastating thing, does that bring it all back for you? Each time this happens and you hear of another incident that happens, how does that make you feel, knowing that you've suffered the worst loss in the world and then other families will also suffer that?
Absolutely. I mean, grief is a unique experience to everybody. How I grieve and how Glenn grieve are completely different, because it's an individualistic process. I just don't have any words. And, I understand that the government have said that they are going to bring in tougher sentencing. But that was back in September 2017. We're now January 2019. Nothing, as far as I'm aware, has been said. And, you know, the fact is, Violet's killers are going to be out next year and the year after, as it stands. So, you know, when are the government going to do something, basically?
Glenn, just back onto the show, Judge Rinder again. Obviously, you've been through devastating grief, losing Violet in such a horrendous way. Was it? Did you feel the grief again when them sentences were passed? Did you go through a whole new grief again, you know, given that you've lost your daughter forever, but these people have only lost their freedom for, you know, a few years?
I wouldn't even say they've lost their freedom. They've just, you know, they're getting 3 meals a day, they're getting a gym, they're getting everything they need. You know, they've got mobile phones in there, they're getting phone calls home, they're getting visits from the family. We didn't get visits from Violet anymore, you know. We had to try and have some kind of Christmas with our family and friends, and then we still have our son who's asking, is Violet coming home for Christmas? You know, how do you explain that to your other child, that his big sister's not coming home for Christmas? But then when he's older, we're gonna have to explain to him that, oh no, but the people that killed your sister, they got to see their family and friends every couple of weeks, where we're not gonna see. And the grief for us, it's always going on, it's forever changing. And then you get the sentencing. Oh yeah, they're gonna get, everyone says, oh yeah, well he got the sentence to this amount of times. Like, well no, actually gets 30% off for saying, yes, I'm guilty, but I'm only saying that because I know you can prove I did it. Oh, then, oh, so you're going to get 9 years. Oh, but by the way, that automatically gets halved. The grief for us is never ending. It's all in their favour. And it's a joke, like I say, it's never ending for us. And, you know, how can you, as a man or father, brother, anybody, any human being, if you've got children or not, or family in your children in your life, how can you just step over a dying child that you've just hit with a car at 80 odd miles an hour in a 30 zone? How can, when you think of them things, how can you not grieve? So having to go through all that again and relive it and stuff was very, very, very difficult. And that's why it took us a year to agree to doing it. I ask people to think, when you get in your car and you're driving it a little bit faster, have to see in the programme, you could have caused that by driving that faster. For what reason? For that reason of you driving faster, our daughter's not in bed where she should be. And it's a never-ending grief for us, never-ending.
Violet was thrown a significant distance, and when I say a significant distance, I mean a significant distance. My mum has been left with life-changing injuries. My mum was a nurse, and she nearly lost a leg. Luckily, she never, but she can walk a very short distance, and she's pretty much wheelchair. She's had to have her house adapted, and the sentence that Aidan McAtee received for the damage he did to my mum. So not only did he kill my daughter, my precious baby, that I'll never get to see again, never get to see grow up, but my mum, he serves that at the same time because it's a consecutive sentence. Concurrent sentence, is it? So it runs alongside each other. So it's like buy one, get one free. So basically what he did for Violet and my mum, he got 9 years and 4 months. It's just wrong. It's just absolutely wrong. Everything is in their favour. And us, we're left in pieces, absolute pieces, trying to get through each day. The government needs to take action now.
How long, last question to you both, I'll ask Becky while I'm here. How long are you prepared to keep fighting and keep banging this drum to get tougher sentences for people like those two people?
I will fight until my last breath and beyond, literally, because my baby is so precious, and any parent or anybody that loves someone dearly, our precious daughter has been taken away from us. We haven't got the joy of seeing her grow up. We didn't even get the joy of her seeing going to school. The day of Violet's funeral, all her little class friends found out where they got to go in the reception class. We was cremated, our daughter. We won't get to see her finish school, get to see her go to university if she wishes, do whatever she wants. Glenn won't get to walk her down the aisle. And that is all because of them. And I would never, ever want another family to suffer the way that we're going to suffer for the rest of our lives. And I will do whatever it takes, literally, to get this sentencing changed, because something needs to be done now. Because too many families are being ripped apart by selfish people.